بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي عمرو وقيل أبي عمرة سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه أجمعين قال قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا غيرك. قال قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. We are still in the chapter of istiqamat, that is to remain steadfast on deen, on all the matters of deen, and the most important, our aqidah, that at all times we remain steadfast on our aqidah, on the belief of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the creator, controller of everything. We're going to return to Allah. And also istiqamah then on all the practices of deen. We be regular with our namazes, be always truthful. If some situation comes that we don't lie, we speak the truth. We are honest, that we look after our gazes, that we don't falter, that sometimes we don't look, sometimes we look. No, at all times we have istiqamah. That is a great quality which is required of us. With regard to that, this hadith, the narrator of the hadith, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا غَيْرًا. Tell me one thing in Islam, O Allah's Nabi, that I don't have to ask anyone else after that. Tell me something about Islam which is sufficient for me, and I don't have to ask anyone else anything. And the great knowledge, wisdom, foresight of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in just two words, what beautiful command Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave. He said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Say, refresh your iman, that I believe in Allah, that I have my full trust in Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. And after that, have istiqamah. Be firm on that, that Allah alone is the creator, Allah alone is the controller, everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, gave this example from the Masnavi of Imam Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali, that there is a bird that sits on the crest of the wave. And when the wave, when in the storms of the seas, the waves goes up and down and in different direction, but that bird stays 90% straight up on the crest of the wave. It does not waver a bit with the waves. It doesn't go this way or that way. 100% straight, perpendicular, it stays on the crest of the wave. That is a teaching for us, that we must also remain firm like that. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, very great clear tidings for those people, that on a stormy night, when there are no lights, when the winds are blowing, lightning is flashing, a person goes to the masjid. At that time, everyone feels, today I'll make namaz at home. But for the person who has istiqamah, that in that condition also, I'm going to go to the masjid. It comes in the hadith, give that person the glad tidings of perfect and complete nur on the day of Qiyamah. On one occasion, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib, Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, was in Makkah Sharif with his Khadim, who was also a very great alim, a great buzurg. By that time he was still a young man, Maulana Siddiq Bandwi Rahmatullah Ali. It rained so much that the main road in front of the place was like a river. And in that water, in that river, the stones were coming like bullets, with the force of the water and the speed of the water. Maulana Siddiq Sahib says, as a young man, I was sure that Hazrat will say today, which comes in the hadith, that we perform your namaz in your homes, at your places. You don't have to go to the masjid. But as soon as he heard the adhan, he took his umbrella and he took a little kettle of water, a jug of water. And he said, come, let us go. If our legs become soiled in the mud, then before we enter the haram, we'll wash our legs again. And he went with Maulana Siddiq Sahib. As they were crossing that water, that road which had become a river, a strong river, Maulana Siddiq Sahib, as a young man, was about to fall. And Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahab, an elderly person, he held him up and he carried him across. When they came, then they made the namaz in the haram. This is what is called istiqamat. We are very, very far from it. Just this little announcement of the government, we closed our masjids. We stopped coming to the masjid. We did not attend close people's funerals. That is not what the mu'min must be firm and steadfast on the commands of Allah at all times. That istiqamat is required from us. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy and we work towards that. That where we faltered, we make tawbah istighfar. And we determine that now we will always remain firm on the commands of Allah, especially in our aqaids. That is the most important. Then in our amal, our namazes also, all our practices, where it's not just that sometimes some occasion and we speak a lie. Istiqamat at that time also, where especially our gazes, our eyes, no matter what the temptation is, we put Allah's command above our own desires also. On all times, whether we are doing a business deal and a very lucrative deal comes, but it is some haram, some stolen goods, etc., that we don't get tempted at all, we remain firm. And mashallah, there are those people who remain firm in all circumstances. So that is what is required for us as mu'mineen, that we should have this istiqamat. May Allah bless us with that at all times, and the rewards of it are extremely great by Allah Ta'ala as well. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.